A tick bite that could end your livestock production days. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Lone Star tick in the central and eastern U.S. is a common transmitter of alpha-gal syndrome, an allergy to a carbohydrate found in animals like cows, pigs, and sheep. Kentucky farmer Sonia Bowes was diagnosed with AGS last year, but says she probably had it for years before that.
I ended up having to sell my animals because I was just having too many severe reactions to them.
Bowes says her symptoms were not severe, so
I was one of those people that had very mild symptoms for a very long time, and I kind of brushed it under the rug that it was something else, you know, migraines, GI issues, and then as I got bit by more ticks, my reactions progressively got worse and worse to the point where I was having cardiac symptoms every time I was around my cows.
Bowes says if these symptoms start with no obvious cause, it's time to get checked out.
Know what the signs and symptoms are and go get tested if you think that you're having issues and that it's okay to switch to something else if you need to. It was really hard to give up my cows, which is what my passion was, but it's necessary sometimes for your health just to take a step back and try something new.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.